Authorities say fake pot tainted with rat poison has caused over a dozen people to be hospitalized with severe bleeding. Officials with the Wisconsin Department of Health say there are confirmed cases in Outagamie, Dane, and Milwaukee counties. The fake weed is also known as K2, Spice, or Kush. Wisconsin has had 15 cases of bleeding since March, with 7 cases confirmed and 8 considered probable to be caused by the tainted fake drugs. Republican State Representative Rick Gundrum of Slinger has been appointed to the Joint Legislative Council Study Committee on Property Tax Assessment Practices. One of the topics the committee is expected to take up is a so-called dark store loophole in the state property tax law that's already cost local taxpayers thousands of dollars. The way the law is written, the owners of thriving national chain stores are able to get their property taxes reduced, so they're paying for what an empty, closed store is worth. When that happens, the tax burden shifts to local taxpayers. Menards, Shopko, and Walgreens are among the chains that have sued the city of West Bend to get property tax money back. Legislation that would have closed the loophole was introduced in the last session in Madison, but did not advance. And now you're up to date on WIBD.